Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. So firstly, oral history. Why is it so important that we make sure these ones are recorded?
Well, all audio, analog audio recordings are in a state of decay. The medium that they're on is gradually deteriorating, and we've got really until about 2025, according to the National Film and Sound Archives, to get it done. Otherwise, we'll lose them forever. And with oral histories, often people will tell us stuff that isn't actually written down anywhere. It's just on that oral recording. So unless we preserve it, it will be lost forever.
Just how much oral history are we talking? Do we have a sense of the scale?
Let me first of all say that National Australian Archives, or National Archives of Australia, and the National Film and Sound Archive, plus they have a lot, and also the state libraries around Australia and the National Library also have a lot, but they're kind of at the top of the tree, and they've kind of got that covered. It's more the small societies, local histories, and smaller libraries that have this material that needs to be preserved that we're trying to tap into. So the idea of the Digiposium is to explain to people that who work in these institutions and libraries that this material is really precious and we need to preserve it, and here is a way to do that.
So the ALIA Digiposium, the Australian Library Information Association Digiposium, what tools is it trying to provide? What training is it trying to provide those smaller operations to preserve these tapes?
Well, it's partly to expose them to the fact that Studio 301 does this kind of stuff, and it is quite an involved process. So for some tapes, they need to be baked, which means they actually have to go into an oven for a period of time to stabilise the medium, the tape itself, and then they're put through various processes in order to extract the information off it. So part of the problem is that we have is that the tape itself is deteriorating, but also the machinery to play that tape on is also deteriorating. So parts break, obviously, and the manufacturers aren't making those parts anymore. So that's another layer in the whole process that needs to be done.
And what else will be involved with the Digiposium? I mean, the choice of name is an interesting one for a start.
Yeah, well, that's partly my fault. I came up with that one. So the idea was, because it was a one-day symposium and it was a digitization thing, I just smashed them together and got Digiposium. But the idea is that we're looking at the next stage of oral histories, which is to take it out and do kind of like a podcast type scenario. So looking at podcasting, both in a studio, in a library, or as a backpack type thing, taking it out to people and doing it in their home or in an office or something like that. We've got someone coming from, going to be Skyped in from the US, who has a podcast studio in his library in Long Island in New York. He's going to Skype in and talk about how they've got their set up. Then we'll look at how you can set one up quite inexpensively to take it out to people. So we'll do the podcasting. We'll also look at the digitization, how you physically do that, as well as talk about the need for doing that. We'll also look at some recording stuff, but we're also opening it up to other things that people may want to talk about in relation to either podcasting or digitization or other aspects of libraries.
And just finally, I mean, this is rather appropriate to 2SER because at the moment we're coming up on our 40th birthday. We've been reaching out to old volunteers and listeners if they have any sort of old recordings of our station to get in touch. If people have these tapes, you know, not necessarily us, but these tapes that of various things that they do want to preserve, where can they find a bit more information?
Well, you can take it to your local library, but you could also take it probably directly to Studios 301. I was there for a conference, and they were talking about some person who had brought in a box of tapes that his dad had had, and when they went to digitise them, they discovered there was an entire blues and roots music festival that he'd recorded in America somewhere. And there was this whole range of music that people hadn't, that they hadn't realised was on those tapes. So there's lots of so people like Studios 301 who do this kind of for a living would be probably a very good place to start, and they're actually in Alexandria, not in Erskineville.
Thank you very much for that one. Well, look, it sounds like a terrific little initiative. Rob, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time.
No worries at all. Thank you.